Welcome to the Unpause Your Dreams podcast, the show where dreams aren't just visions, they're the reality we're here to help you craft. I'm Charlene Ridley, your guide on this transformative journey. Each episode, we'll delve into the art of dreaming big, the power of perseverance, and the strategies to turn aspirations into tangible accomplishments. Whether you've put your dreams on the back burner or feel stuck in the what's next, together, we'll hit play on your potential. So dreamers, innovators, and go-getters, let's dive in and unpause your dreams so that you can live now. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's edition of the Unpause Your Dreams podcast. I am your host, dream strategy coach, Charlene Ridley, and we are recording live in the Unpause Your Dreams creative studio, the podcast room in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm super excited to jump into this week's topic with you guys, and I'm excited to share with you my thoughts and hear back from you, your feedback on what resonates with you, what questions you have, and what comes up for you as you listen. If you've not already subscribed or downloaded this podcast so that you will receive weekly notifications to know when there's a new episode available, please remember to go ahead and do that after today's podcast. With that said, let's go ahead and jump in. So for those of you that have already listened to last week's podcast, we talked about belief. And in that, we went over the belief cycle on how beliefs create thoughts, thoughts create behaviors and actions create experiences. So in doing that, we understand then, or hopefully you now have an understanding, that at any point in time, we can choose to interrupt that belief cycle and start to think a new thing. So with that said, and with that in our pockets, I think it's a great week to jump into choice, right? Because choice is a powerful thing. And many of us have lost our power over the years and feel as though we don't have choice. So I want to walk through that conversation today, and I want to remind all of you, hopefully by the end of this episode, that you will remember and know that you do have choice and that you have the choice to create the results that you want to see in your life. Specifically, as we talk about creating results on the Unpause Your Dreams podcast, hopefully all of those results are around you daring to live your dreams now instead of making them someday hopeful things that you never get around to doing. So let's start at the beginning. Your choices create your results. When I say that, sometimes it's met with resistance from people. I remember growing up and there was a thought that I heard quite often in the community I grew up in, and it was, life is just a hand that it's dealt. And it kind of had this tone that you were just dealt situations and you made the best with whatever you were dealt. And I understand, especially from growing up in that environment in upstate New York, that that feels true to people. So if you haven't listened to episode 2, we talked about belief, right? Whatever you believe is true. So if you believe that life is a hand that is dealt to you and you just have to deal with it, right? Then that will be true for you. But here's the reality. Whatever life you are living right now is a result of the choices that you have made or the choices that you have not made. I'm going to leave that for a second because I want you to sit with that. I'll say it again. Whatever life you are living right now is a result of the choices that you have made or the choices that you have not made. And I know you may say, well, Charlene, you don't understand, right? I lost my job and this is what happened and it's become my reality, right? So I'm not saying that you have control over every single thing that happens to you, but you do have a choice in how you deal with those things, right? You also have a choice what you do next. So if you're currently living a life that is unbecoming of you, you don't want to be in that life, you have the opportunity to create different results simply by choosing
differently. So let's walk through that. I went to breakfast this morning with a wonderful new friend, and we were sitting down and talking about our journey. And both of us are full-time entrepreneurs, and we left corporate a few years ago. She left before I did. So she left about 3 years ago, and I left about 18 months ago. But the one thing that we had in common is that before we left corporate, we were experiencing incredible stress and anxiety from just having to go to work. And so I was saying to her, she was telling me her story about how she used to actually sit in her bathroom and have panic attacks. Now, keep in mind, she was not a person that had panic attacks prior to this part of her life. But she would sit in her bathroom and have panic attacks before having to go to work. And I was able to relate to her because this really resonated with me. I was not typically a very emotional person. Yes, I cried at movies and things like that, right? I still do that. But there was a point in my life distinctly that I remember that I would cry before I had to go to work. And the tears that were flowing were actually emotional for me because it was so much energy being taken from me to just show up. But I felt like this is what I have to do. Now, when I say have to do, I know that some of you can relate to that, right? Because we think, oh, there are certain things in my life that I just have to do. Or the saying I've even heard is you do what you have to do until you can get to do what you want to do. So again, whatever we believe is true for us. At this particular time, in both of our lives, we believed that we had to make a living in corporate America. And although we knew that it was not the right environment for us, and our body was demonstrating this through signs of physical stress and anxiety, we were consistently and continuously forcing ourselves to try to hit a square peg into a round hole, right? Or whatever that saying is. And so there came a point in her life that she had to sit down, she told me, and she sat down and she was like, she told her husband what had been going on and talked to him about not wanting to be in that situation anymore. I completely related because I knew I didn't want to be in the corporate situation anymore, but I didn't feel like I had a lot of choice. Going back to this week's topic, I didn't feel like I had a lot of choice. At the time that I was experiencing these things, I was a single mother of three children. I had a master's degree and a tremendous amount of student loan debt. I was living paycheck to paycheck and making ends meet. I don't want to say barely. I was making ends meet. I had a savings, but I was still living paycheck to paycheck. And I honestly was not enjoying life, but I kind of felt like this is just how it is supposed to be, right? People work every day to pay their bills, to take care of their children. And that's just kind of like the way life goes. And it wasn't until I was introduced to transformational leadership and personal development that I realized that there was another way. And so when I underwent this program, I think I've referenced it before, if not here in these episodes, then certainly on my social media, I referenced that I went to a program, a transformational leadership program in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we unpacked all of my beliefs and we were able to rebuild them and make a decision and choose what I wanted for the future. So this is the first place that I ever actually consciously knew that I had choice. And I was 37 years old. And that first thought of having choice was completely overwhelming, right? When I'm suddenly sitting in this place of understanding that I literally can choose from anything, what I want, I was so overwhelmed and I was afraid. What was I afraid of? I was afraid that I was going to choose wrong, right? Because once I understood choice, I understood that the life that I was living was a direct result of the choices that I had made or the choices that I had not made. And so I didn't want to choose wrong. And that was a pretty scary thing. So flash forward to the time that I am now in tears to go to work, I understood that the place that I sat at, where I was working, what I was doing, was directly related to my choices, right? I had had one singular goal before that. That was to not feel the stigma of being a single mother by making as much money as possible. As I was doing that, I didn't really care about the role that I was taking, right? I just wanted to make money. And my singular goal was to grow my income. So in choosing that as my focus, I didn't pay attention to certain things like the leadership skills of the team that I would be interviewing to go into, the organizational structure, the work schedule, right? The work environment, the task that I would be doing. I didn't pay attention to those. And it's so interesting because when I work with clients, and I am particularly those clients that come to me thinking, oh, I want a new job, right? And we go through like, okay, what do you want to do? It's so interesting when people say to me, I just want to make more money. Because I think about it and I relate it to my own personal experience. When my singular goal was to make more money, I certainly did. I checked that box off. But I also had more stress, more sadness, more anxiety, more disappointment, more toxicity in the workplace that I was working in. There were so many other things that I did not think about or did not actively choose that brought me stress and ultimately had me in my car crying before work every day. So when I got to that point of understanding, like, this is a pivotal moment. I'm sitting in my car crying. I can either continue down this path, right, because I'm making money and I'm doing the things that I said that I wanted to do, or I can choose again. I think that's such a vital thing to understand, that at any time in your life, you can choose differently, because life is a journey. We are going through life and we think, we see all of these things out there that are attractive to us, right? And we think, oh, I want that thing. Oh, I want this thing. And when you choose a thing and you actually achieve it and you're living in the space of now having that, the result of this is my life, I've chosen these things, you actually get to determine, now that I have those things, now that I'm accomplishing those things, now that this is my life, is it what I really want? And if it is not, you get to choose again. So I like to think of it as, in different seasons of life, you will make different choices. So going back to the story that I was telling you about the friend that I had breakfast with and myself, we were both at pivotal moments of life, right? Where we thought we wanted to do the corporate thing. We had been doing it and it was working out, right, in that we were performing and producing on a level that was expected in those roles. But it was not working out for us emotionally, mentally, physically. So that's a pivotal moment where we had the opportunity to choose and to choose differently. For her, she chose to leave corporate America and to start doing some contract work, right? And then in the contract work and just saying yes to that, it opened up situations where other people came to her and started to present other opportunities that were aligned with things that she was passionate about, like fashion and other things. And eventually it evolved into a situation where she was able to blend her corporate skills and the skills that she was passionate about to create an entire brand and business that 3.5 years later is booming. For me, saying no to corporate was a bit of a different journey, right? I said no to corporate and I chose to understand that I was not going to do what I had done in the past, which is simply get another job, change industries, get another degree, get another certification, just try something else. I decided to choose entrepreneurship. At the time, I knew I was a coach and I very much enjoyed coaching. And I was focused on helping people in their careers. It has naturally for me evolved over time that because I am passionate about helping people in their careers, that I have encountered people that most often their career is not their dream, and there's something else that would really light them up that they're not doing. And so I've been able to create a brand and now build a physical brick and mortar place around supporting people in dream realization. But that was a choice. So when I sit around today and I'm living this life and people see me and they're saying, wow, Charlene, it's incredible the work that you've done, or I love that you've opened the studio, or all of the things that you know you have done and the accolades that are being given to me for that, it is the direct result of choosing differently when corporate wasn't working out for me. So I know that that story may or may not resonate with you, but let's make it simple. Let's make it practical and applicable. If you are currently living a life that is not what you desire, then it is the result of the choices that you've made in the last 1, 3, or 5 years. So when you're thinking about your dreams in your dream life, think about it. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 3 years? Where do you want to be in 1 year? And you're going to reverse engineer it. What does that mean? Reverse engineer means starting at the end and working your way backward. So if in 5 years, I'd like to be an entrepreneur running a brick and mortar business, making X number of dollars, or if you're not a money goal person and you are a people goal person, a servant leader, then I want to be running a business in 5 years doing this work or doing something that helps people, and I want to service X number of people. If that's the 5-year goal, then what does that look like next year? What choices do I make today to align myself so that I start to see the fruit of those things next year? And once I figure out next year, I can then, you know, go from where is that, where's the midway point between the ultimate dream 5 years out and next year, which is tangible. Like I can change my life for next year by the actions that I'm taking this year and the things that I'm doing, the daily practices that I am engaging with on the day-to-day this year. See, thinking about that, a year from now, what do I need to do? If it's that I want to be an entrepreneur, then it could be that I need to identify the skill sets that I have currently that support entrepreneurship, and identify any gaps that I may have, right, in those skill sets so that I can actively each day take some action towards filling those skill sets and strengthening those gaps, right? Filling the gaps and strengthening those skill sets. So that looks simply like this. One thing that I'm learning in the Unpause Your Dream Studio, I have zero problem with coming up with ideas. And what's wonderful is I even have an amazing support circle that can come up with ideas for me. What I'm realizing is, though, that I can come up with ideas. I can put those ideas on social media. I can put those ideas on Eventbrite. I can get them in front of eyes in the way that I know how to do it. And I am successful in doing that. We've been open 3 months, and we have serviced 183 women. But I know that in order to really hit the numbers of women that I want to service, I get to grow my skill in marketing. And that's a choice. So if I'm sitting down right now, instead of just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks, instead of beating myself up and saying, oh my gosh, you're not as successful as you would like to be because you haven't come to a point of break even in your business yet, I have the mindset of growth, which understands that I'm powerful, that my results are directly related to the work that I'm doing, and that at any moment, if I want different results, I get to choose differently. And the thing that I get to choose is that I understand and know that I'm not a marketing expert. So if I expect different results in 3 months, then my free time, whatever free time I have right now, should be dedicated towards building and strengthening the skill of marketing so that I can meet the results and the number of women that I'd like to service in 3 months. You can do that in your life. Wherever you're at, you can decide. And if 5 years out seems too far away for you. I get that, right? I get that, especially when you're in the day-to-day grind and you don't know how you're going to make it this week or next month. 5 years seems like a long time. Then go from 1 year and drill it back. Where do I want to be in 1 year? What does, you know, 1 month look like? And then fill in the 6 month marker. But decide what it is that you want to be, do, or have in that period of time, and then sit down and identify what skills you think it takes to get to that place. Once you identify those skills, then decide which of those skills you are strong at, those are your strong suits, and which you could use as opportunities to improve, and then get to work. Those are your action steps. Let's take another example for something that is not a business, right? Because not all of the listeners have the dream of creating a business. Maybe your dream is strengthening your relationship with your mom. And you're saying to yourself, a year from now, I would like to be able to have a 30-minute conversation without argument, right? How do I start that today? You can drill back to what does my current relationship look like with her, and what do I want it to be like in a month? Well, if my current conversation is that we talk for 5 minutes and then we have a disagreement, can I choose to not engage in a disagreement, right? And hold my mom high to know that even if we don't agree, that she is my mom and that I desire a relationship with her so that I can stay on the phone for 7 minutes, 8 minutes before saying, okay, it's time for me to go, and getting off the call. What is that little step that I can take today? And then what skill do I need to improve so that I can realize my goal? In the instance of wanting a better relationship with a mother or your father or whoever the estranged parent is, communication is foundational to relationships. So perhaps there's some work that you can do around learning to communicate. And even more importantly, if you have a strained relationship, you could get very specific and start to take classes, read books, watch YouTube videos that are dedicated to enhancing the skill of communication in difficult situations. One book that I have read and I suggest to all of my clients, because communication is vital in all of your life, whether it's corporate, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, whatever it is the book Crucial Conversations. And Crucial Conversations teaches people how to communicate with people when the stakes are high, when their emotions are high, when there's a lot invested and there's opinions out there. Those are the times that you have crucial conversations, and you can do something simple as today is read a book about crucial conversations that allows you to say, okay, the skills that I learned in this book, I'm going to take into the next phone call with my mother, and I'm going to practice them, right? And I'm going to practice them. And 30 days from now, I will be able to stay on the phone a little bit longer. And 6 months from now, I will actually maybe not experience anxiety in making a phone call to my mother. And a year from now, I'll be able to say, okay, I just spent 30 minutes talking to my mother and it was really nice. So these things, these choices that you have, they're available to you no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're up against, no matter your background, no matter the story that you are living in right now, right? Because all of our lives are our own personal story. They're available to you. And at any moment, no matter what, it is within your power, in your control, to choose differently. When you choose differently, you will see different results. So I hope that helps you all. As we're thinking about this, there's one thought I'd like to leave you with. Awareness creates choice. Maybe you came into this conversation today and you felt like life was a hand that's dealt to you and you just have to deal with it. Or you felt, or you're stuck in big T trauma for things that have happened in your life, either in the past or things that are going on right now. But either way, you feel like because of those traumatic things, you don't have a choice. You realize now, I hope, that you do have a choice and that those choices may not look pretty to you in this moment. Those choices may not be your ideal choices, but you still have a choice and that you can take tiny action steps each day in the direction of those choices. And as you move along the path, you will see that the number of choices that you have expand. Your life will start to change. You will start to create things that are more aligned with what it is that you really want. You will feel more empowered in your own life. You will believe more in your ability to create your dreams. And you will really start to enjoy the life that you are living because you understand that the life you are living is one that you are creating. I hope this helps. And I thank you all for joining us and listening. If this episode was helpful to you or you think it would be helpful to a friend, please share this episode. Help us with the goal of reaching 1 million people. I want to be able to help 1 million people live their dreams. And I know that the way to do that is through partnership with people like you. If this has been beneficial to you, share it with a friend. If this is something that you think that you need a little bit more on or you have questions on, feel free to connect with me on Instagram. I am Charlene Ridley. On Facebook, Charlene Ridley. On LinkedIn, Charlene Ridley. Send me an inbox. Ask me a question. I'm happy to take those questions and create more episodes or greater conversation around it because the goal is that anything that we're spending time on helps us to grow and transform our lives so that we can unpause our dreams and dare to live now. Have a great week, guys. I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
And there we have it. Another episode of Unpause Your Dreams comes to a close. I hope this episode inspires you to take action. Remember, even the smallest action taken daily brings you closer to achieving your dream. If today's episode resonates with you, please subscribe, leave a rating, and/or a review. It helps us reach more dreamers like you. I'm Charlene Ridley, reminding you to never let your dreams stay paused. Keep dreaming, keep growing, and until next time, keep pressing play on your dreams.